Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
You know, one of the things that is true about the Christian life is that it's kind of like the waves of the ocean. The waves come in bringing good times, the waves go out and there's difficulty. There are moments of consolation, there are moments of desolation. There are seasons of delight, and then there's also seasons of difficulty, even desert. Well, there's a reason this comes to my mind, because for the past few weeks, I have to admit I've been in a bit of a battle. Part of me wants to say it's all been spiritual warfare. I'm not sure it all has been. Some of it is just the culpability of my own relationship with God and my own weaknesses. But I think also there has been a demonic component to it. But it's been difficult. There's been a lot of desolation. By the way, if during this podcast you hear rumbling, don't be afraid that it's an earthquake, but my grandchildren are upstairs, and at any moment they can begin to wrestle across the floor, which really sounds rather disturbing, but to me is a wonderful sound of people I love very much having a good time. But let's go back to the point. A lot of my life is lived in the light of God's love, in the light of God's presence, in the freedom that He has brought me through the transforming power of Jesus Christ. I think that's true of everyone, and probably true of you. But I would not be honest if I didn't say there are also seasons when things get rather difficult. And for me, this last season has been tough in that for some reason I was falling into a ditch that I've fallen into many times, a ditch of kind of obsessive thinking and, if you will, moments of despair, even fear, and things that I always hoped were long behind me. And all of a sudden, there it is again. It's as if the evil one knows where to hook in, and all of a sudden the battle is engaged. And that's, boy, I just think it's the reality of the Christian life. I'm sure that there are a lot of people that would love to give the impression that they never wrestle, that life is all about blessings, but even though there are great blessings and amazing transformation, there are seasons when we do struggle a bit. And the question is then, what do we do in these seasons of struggle? How do we lean into the Lord? How do we ask the Holy Spirit to give us special strength and special insight? Does that ever happen to you, by the way? Do you find that you can be in a real season of delight with the Lord and growing and excited and on level ground, and all of a sudden the terrain's rather rocky, maybe even steep? Well, certainly that way for me, and I think that's one of the reasons Scripture comes to play to try to teach us how to position ourselves in all times, but particularly in those times, to experience the strength and power of the Lord. Now, for whatever reason, I have found myself doing the past few podcasts in the book of Philippians, which I believe is one of the most exciting and even to some degrees optimistic, hopeful, tender books that are in the Bible. Well, we've talked about some things that have come out of Philippians, beginning with the whole idea of giving thanks for people and being encouraged to be of one mind with Christ, and the whole idea that Paul wants us to understand that knowing Christ is the key to life. Well, today I want to talk to you about chapter 4, and hopefully this will be a bit of an encouragement to you, especially as we deal with this topic of what do you do when clouds roll in, when desolation is threatening, when you find yourself at least dancing around the ditch that you've fallen in before, and maybe sometimes right back in that ditch. Well, this is where these wonderful words that come from Paul give us some insight and hope. So I'm going to read the scripture first, and then I'm going to divide it into its parts. So if you will, ask the Holy Spirit to just quicken your heart in order that you can receive whatever it is God wants to say to you as I read these passages of Scripture that comes from Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. And the God of peace will be with you. Now, as I said earlier, that's a great admonition for us, regardless of what kind of a situation we find ourselves in. But I think it's particularly important when we struggle around these difficult places of our lives, or all of a sudden we find ourselves, if you will, dealing with issues that we thought were long behind us. So let's just look at one of the things that Paul begins with. So here's the first piece of advice Paul gives. He tells us to rejoice. Now, rejoice is never pretending that things are better than they are. Rejoice comes back to the whole idea of gratitude, living a life of gratitude. Oh yeah, I still try to practice ring. Run to the light, imagine prophetically, notice, be grateful. There's something about gratitude that can really lift us up even when things are difficult, beginning to count your blessings, if you will, one by one. I told you once before in a podcast that there is evidence that gratitude really is a natural antidepressant, and it actually births generosity in people's lives. And so Paul says, rejoice, spend some time, stop, count blessings great and small when you see those clouds of desolation coming in. But then he goes on and he makes this comment. He said, let your gentleness be evident to all, meaning don't get panicky, don't push back, don't get aggressive. But he says this, the Lord is near. Wow. That's a great teaching, the belief that the Lord is always close to us. As a matter of fact, I think this links back to that whole teaching that comes out of the book of Acts, where it says that we live and breathe and we have our being in God. The idea is that we don't live our lives separate from God, but our lives are lived very much in the presence of God. I want to read a section that comes from a very familiar psalm, Psalm 139. Psalm 139 begins with that whole admonition, you search me, Lord, you know me. And then it goes on and says, you know when I sit, you know when I rise, you perceive my thoughts, you decide when I leave, discern when I leave, you discern when I lie down. You even know before a word is on my tongue. And then the psalmist says, where can I even go to flee your spirit? I go to the heavens, you're there. I go to the depths, you're there. He even says, I rise on the wings of the dawn. And if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Well, what's the point? The point is the Lord is always near and I lose touch with that. Now, that doesn't mean you always feel the presence of God, and sometimes that's very difficult when, in fact, you are dealing when clouds have rolled in. Hard to see the sun, but he is still there. He is always close. He is always near. Have a heart of gratitude, rejoice, and remember the closeness of God. Even say that to yourself. But then the next thing that this scripture says is don't be anxious. Well, that is great words, but it's very difficult, especially for me. I think I've shared that because of woundings that occurred when I was a child and way too much death and destruction and violence, I have battled my whole life with certain degrees of anxiety. Some seasons are more, some seasons are less. But one of the things that's the idea is when the Lord is near, remember that. And don't let anxiety race out of control before you begin to confess the closeness of the Lord. Not that long ago, I was in a season like this, and I began to pray. And all of a sudden, I had this picture of the Lord holding me, and all he said was, we will get through this. And what excited me was not that he said, Terry, you'll get through this. We will get through this. The Lord is with me. Somewhere in the midst of this is the kingdom of God and the movement of the kingdom. And that if we are willing to invite the Holy Spirit to take over our thinking, all of a sudden our anxiety level can go down. But I think God knows we have to pray and talk about things. And that's why Paul says, pray, pray, go ahead, talk to the Lord about what's struggling in your life, what you're dealing with. Let all your petitions be known to God, but do it in a spirit of rejoicing, doing it having counted the blessings, having listed your heart of gratitude, having remembered the closeness of the Lord, and the promise that we will get through this. Pray. And then there's this wonderful list where Paul says, think on these kinds of things. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right. And then it goes on, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Make sure that your thoughts are going in the right direction. This is one of the reasons that I encourage you, and I want you to encourage me, run to the light. Don't allow yourself to get obsessed with thoughts when in fact God wants you to dwell on his thoughts. Now, there are times you have to say, Holy Spirit, take over my thinking. But even then, it's important for us to recognize that God wants us to really think on those things that are true. So you look at this list, it's kind of a good list when you're dealing with things that are difficult. Are you? Could it be that right now there's a bump in the road for you, or you're meandering around a ditch you've fallen in before? Be grateful. Put on a heart of rejoicing. Remember the Lord is near. Confess and even read Psalm 139. Don't be anxious, because the Lord is near and we will get through this. Pray, talk to the Lord about all the things that are on your mind, and then think on those things that are bringing you into light. I think there's even times where I have to say to myself, as my thoughts go in a direction, there's no light there. Think on things that are filled with light. This becomes a good foundation for our lives and the ability to really move forward in the Lord and to gain strength. So when you go through the rest of Philippians, one of the things you see is some outcomes of this kind of a lifestyle. Paul says that it's a way to be content. Content in all circumstances. Not worried about what has happened or all fussed about what will happen, but be content, knowing that in this moment, God is with you and that's enough. And then that wonderful passage in verse 13 of chapter 4, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Wow. Let's not forget that in 2 Corinthians, Paul says that God's strength comes best in times of our weakness. Give me strength, Lord, in my time of weakness. Because when I confess that, I can do all things through you. And then this wonderful scripture in verse 19 of chapter 4, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches that are in Christ Jesus. It's as though there is this amazing treasure that we get to access because of Jesus Christ. This is the promise of God. So just think about this for a little bit, if you will, that when we get through these times and our mind begins to race in thoughts that are not productive, or we're dealing with times of desolation when the clouds have come in, or when we dance around a very familiar ditch that we've fallen into before, there is a bit of a prescription. It's not just a formula. It's a way of positioning ourselves to get into the presence of the Lord. Be grateful. Remember how close God is to you. Hold to the promise that we will get through this. Pray, talk to God about all the things that are on your mind. And as you do, the Bible tells us that the peace of God will begin to move forward, especially when we think on things that are light, things that are positive, the scriptures, the word of God. That's what enables us to find that contentment, that strength, that sufficiency that's ours in Jesus Christ. You know, these aren't just words to me. I've needed these words, really. God's used them to put my feet back on level ground and to help me move away from that place where the evil one has been harassing. Boy, I pray that same thing is true of you. Maybe you want to go to Scripture, read over Philippians, and particularly camp a while in Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, and see if God doesn't bless you there. God bless you, my friend. May you know God's face is shining on you. May you experience his peace.